Incidental Radio.
You're standing up.
These lyrics really are speaking to me. Wow. You're just like, why do we need an intro?
I think you had one too many beers.
Into that radio. Alright, cool.
It's a killer bass line.
I really want to just, at the beginning of every show, I just want to play that and be like, I want to love you tonight and forever. And then we could change the name of the show to Tonight and Forever, or I Want to Love You.
That's a way better name than Inside Out.
Yeah, Inside Out, yeah, frankly, it sucks. We're going to change it to I Want to Love You. No, we can play all the finest Jersey house, maybe some tech house, and then I can hang myself later. Inside Out Radio. Every Tuesday night, this is what we do. I just hang out with Andrew Rice and we listen to music, and then I'm just really negative. Just kidding, I'm in great spirits. Andrew, how are you?
I'm good.
What have you been up to as of late?
I spent almost 2 weeks in Toronto at the beginning of the month.
Oh yeah, how was your Toronto excursion?
It was good. Musically, the city's kind of in bad shape, but there's good people there.
What do you mean? I thought Toronto was sweet.
There's no venues. It's worse than here.
Yeah, I mean, like, we were like that, I guess, for a minute there, but
yeah. Now
there's a bunch more venues, and it's better now, but we're, like, even the spot they were supposed to have those Foundry parties at, the original one that was supposed to be really awesome, fell through.
We had the RA party there on April 3rd, which is the third weekend of parties happening at this one venue.
Yeah.
And the police tried to shut it down anyways.
That's crazy.
After, like, 3 weekends.
Well, wasn't that, like, legal?
It was. Yeah, it's licensed camping.
So... That's crazy.
Yeah.
So it happens in every city then?
It happens in Toronto and Vancouver.
Yeah.
But Toronto city right now is just very anti-fun, anti-noise.
I blame Rob Ford.
I blame Aleem.
I also blame Aleem, but that's another story. Shouts out to Toronto, the city. What was the RA party?
It was part of a festival called Foundry. We had a Shed, Scudge, and a local crew called How Does It Make You Feel? Which Kevin McPhee, etc.
David Patterson. Yeah, how did they play?
It was all right.
Yeah?
They weren't really gelling together, and there was some tension with that.
Got you. But what about, like, Scudge and the headliners?
Shed was pretty good. He played live, and hearing an hour of Shed tracks is a little bit tiresome.
Yeah.
Like, it's good, but it's, like...
Yeah, like,
I guess you can't see the gesture I'm making on the radio. And then Scudge was good. They played for an hour and a half, and it sounded like Scudge.
That sounds like...
But an hour and a half of Scudge tracks is better than an hour of Shed tracks.
Okay.
Flows better.
Yeah, fair enough. I mean, I could probably do it for an hour, but then maybe, like, beyond an hour.
I could do it for an hour.
This is a family show, Andrew.
You get it for an hour.
Ooh, boy. Nothing's getting really serious. I might have to sit down.
Just inspired by the song.
Yeah, I want to love you tonight and forever. I don't know. What should we talk about? Is there anything else pertinent or pressing?
I don't know.
I know.
Not swearing.
Frick.
DJ Rashad.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty shocking news on the weekends. Footwork pioneer from Chicago. Part of the Tech Life crew. Hyperdub. He suddenly died on Saturday afternoon.
What was it?
Drug overdose. They don't know what yet.
Wow, and he was like 34 or something.
Yeah. Autopsy came back inconclusive, so I don't know what that means.
That's crazy. I like this stuff.
Yeah.
He was a great contributor to dance music.
Well, he inspired a lot of people too.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, he totally changed the way Hyperdub works.
Yeah, I guess so. That's
Code
true.
Code 9 sound is different.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah, so that happened. Is there anything else?
Oh, you're still flipping.
What?
You're still flipping about it.
No, I'm not. I'm actually bummed about it.
I think that's pretty much the biggest news of the clips. Anything else?
Yeah.
In Vancouver news, the show with Floating Points was announced today. That's happening on May 19th.
Yeah,
that's pretty badass.
That's pretty crazy. Derek's doing that one.
Yeah,
it's a Pacific Rhythm night. I don't know.
Part of a new series, new warehouse parties.
That's great. I'm stoked to see Floating Points play.
Shout outs to Derek.
You did it. PacificRhythm.org. Go there, buy records so they can do more shows. That makes sense.
This track playing is a Vancouver local, actually. It's Heartbeats, who is one half of the former LOL Boys. It's from his new EP on ALSO Singles Club, which is up this week.
That's his label. Gina. His label, right? Yeah.
He runs it with Project Pablo.
Who's that?
Aporn.
Oh, okay.
He doesn't use the name Aporn anymore.
Oh, gotcha.
For obvious reasons.
Branding.
Yeah.
Oh, gotcha. All right, enjoy this.
Dude.
Pressurized. So what were the last few that we had?
The last one was from the new EP by DJ Rashad, which was just released this week or today. And this is another track for DJ Rashad that's coming out later this month as part of the Hyperdub anniversary compilation.
And this is with Gantman, right?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, Hyperdub.
Gantman's a legend in that scene. I have Gantman records. I like Gantman. You can keep talking. I was just commenting on how I like Gantman.
Gantman's great.
Yeah.
Hyperdub is celebrating their 10th anniversary, and so they're doing a series of 5 compilations. And the first one comes out at the end of this month, and it focuses on their club side. So I'm actually going to play a few tracks from it, because some of them are pretty mind-blowing.
Awesome.
This is one of them.
Cool. All right, what were the last few?
That last one was also from the Hyperdub compilation by a Japanese guy called Quarta 330. He's only done like one track before, and this is his new track. It was like 8-bit footwork kind of vibes. Really good.
Nice.
And this is a new single, which is also in the compilation, but also 12-inch, coming out soon by Kyle Hall on Hyperdub.
Sweet.
It's like called Girl You So Strong.
Awesome.
Last one was the new Kyle Hall on the Hyperdub compilation. And this one is a new track from Quaito. And it's like the first Quaito track in at least a year.
Who is Quaito?
Quaito is one half of the dubstep group Vex. They broke up years ago. He just makes like trappy, neon, footworky kind of stuff.
Huh.
As you can hear.
Yeah.
It's really good. Cool. He had released an album, Planet Mew, in like 2011, which is amazing. Like landmark album.
Crazy. You
must know it.
Well, I have to listen to it. Oh, are you challenging me? Are you challenging me on the air?
I am.
Oh, it's on, Rice. Enjoy.
Show de Leo Ramírez, lunes 4 a 5 de la tarde en el 101.9 FM, CITR. De Leo Ramírez Show, Monday 4 to 5 p.m. at 101.9 FM, CITR.
Shouts out to the CITR Twitter account. Shouting on Hackblitz.
Welcome back after that very short commercial break.
Yeah, the one. I'm really blowing it today on like dealing with
it all.
I'm off, I'm not on. What is this?
This is a track from the new Bok Bok EP, which is coming out in June. This one's called Funkiest Would Be Yourself.
Interesting.
He's on a bit of like a Minneapolis tip, a little bit.
What is a Minneapolis tip?
Like early 80s Prince.
Got you. That makes a lot of sense.
But times night slugs.
Fair enough. Okay.
Have you heard the track he did with Kalayla?
Is it on Kalayla's EP?
No.
Then I haven't.
It's fantastic.
I'll check it out.
You should.
Fine, maybe I will.
My advice to young girls would be, go home after school, pretend to go to sleep, while your parents argue in the kitchen, put on some makeup and dress up. sneak out of the window and meet your friends in the corner. Together you're strong. You walk the streets. Face the city. Face the night. The city is yours.
The last one was from Inga Copeland's new album. Inga Copeland is from Hype Williams, this mysterious UK duo who make like weird drony like YouTube rip pop.
Is Hype Williams, did they make Ciroc Waterfalls? That track?
No, that was Supreme Cuts.
Oh, I get the two confused.
Like they're very different.
I don't know. I think you probably played them both on the same show once and I got the two confused.
So that track was from a new album and it featured the actress, which is not a bad credit to have.
Ciroc Waterfalls has really resonated with me. Because that's what I do on Fridays. Sorry.
This one is a new promo, a new release on Perk Tracks. It's a remix by Perk of this industrial group called Fur Friend, and it's pretty heavy. The original track is like super, super cheesy, like heavily political, like screaming industrial music.
I could get into this one.
It's a pretty great remix.
Yeah.
It's got a good vocal sample in it too.
This is a great vocal sample.
It's not in yet.
massive knee and Putin fucking.
Shouts out to Toronto on this one. Jokers of the scene. We'll be right back. right. That was the Jokers of the Scene track.
Thing.
That's how mics work.
Yeah,
I was trying to Bill O'Reilly you. I was like, cut off his mic.
Jokers of the Scene, duo from Toronto. They have an album coming out end of the month on Throne of Blood. It's pretty good. It's just kind of like that song, like mid-tempo, trancey, prog house vibes.
They're like, they make good music.
Nice synths, yeah.
Yeah, they're like very musical dudes, and all their music is, no matter like what kind of genre it is, it's always very musical.
This is also by a guy from Toronto, lesser known guy named Buana. He,
You ride for this dude. You always
yeah,
play his tracks.
Yeah, I ride for this dude. I die for this dude.
Oh, okay, that's... Alright, cool. You heard it here first.
He just sent me a bunch of tracks recently, and I don't know if this one's signed yet, but it's called Tango, and it's quite good. He's also really, really, really into trance and prog house. So that's like the influence on all his songs right now.
Label owners, if you're listening, this may be unsigned hype. Shouts out to the source.
Maybe.
Maybe. It may not be. Let's start a bidding war.
So this is our last track, regrettably. Sadly.
Sadly.
This is I can't talk to the edit. So this is a new remix from Bass Buff, and Bass Buff is a Bristol guy who's been around for like 10 years now. Started out doing dubstep and stuff, but over the years he's really gone a more like avant-garde direction. He's got really into modular synth and like generative stuff. And he's released an album this year. And
can we just talk about that Buana track again? It was really good. Okay, Bass Clef. Let's get back to Bass Clef.
And this is just a new remix of his for another guy named Ricardo Tobar, who does like experimental like home movement techno.
Nice,
pretty good, really switchy. But yeah, the Buana track is great.
It's crazy.
It's vibey in here.
Very vibey. I just want to put my hands in the air and just like have someone turn the lights on at the end of the night or something.
Just stare at Dixon.
Yeah. What?
Dixon. That's like a Dixon track.
Oh, that is kind of like a Dixon track. Okay, well, I guess if this is the last track, I'm going to do my sign-off. That was Inside Out Radio. Andrew, thank you for being on.
You're welcome. Shout-out to my mom.
Yes, as always.
Shout-out to Jake.
Shout-out to Andrew's mom. Shout-out to Jake. Who else can we shout-out? Shout-out Damon. No.
Shout out Aaron.
Shout out Hacklitz.
Shout out Logan.
This one's out to the DJ Logan.
Shout out Elim.
No. Okay.
Shout out David Patterson.
Patterson. Shout out Farsh. Shout out. I guess shout out Theo maybe.
Shout out Spicy Beauty.
Shout out. Very big shout out to Spicy Beauty. Shout out to my little sister. Yeah, that's it. I'm all out of shout outs to my mom, and we out.